The boosting of cooperation between the United States and Laos came during talks in Washington this week, 6 years after both countries established normal trade ties as well as closer diplomatic relations. The talks between Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Laos Foreign Minister Thonglun Sisulit were the highest level meetings between the two countries since the Vietnam War. Both countries pledged to step up exchanges, agreeing to an open skies pact which allows access to each other's airlines and is expected to boost Laos' tourism industry. Pradyumna Biarana, an associate professor at the Singapore-based S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies, welcomed the moves that come as Singapore and the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, are looking for more U.S. regional engagement. Runner says countries in Southeast Asia think the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan led to the U.S. taking a lower profile in the region over recent years.
I think it is a very welcome move and it certainly enhances U.S.'s role in Southeast Asia and more so with the reason, I suppose, you know. Singapore has been making the case for ASEAN plus 8, new grouping that where you have ASEAN plus, 8 countries, including the United States and Russia, more open with U.S. engagement and all that. It's very consistent with that idea.
Australian-based regional defence analyst Carl Thayer says the moves also reflect U.S. foreign policy steps to re-engage with Asia and to be a counterweight to China's influence in the region. China's Vice President Xi Jinping visited Laos last month together with pledges of investment funds for infrastructure to boost the transport of Chinese goods regionally. Thayer says President Barack Obama has carried on with initiatives started during the administration of President George W. Bush and will act as a counter to China's own diplomatic efforts to raise its influence in Asia.
The Obama administration's rethinking relations with Southeast Asia, and part of that obviously is to play the charm offensive game that China's been winning up until now. And both Laos and Cambodia, but we're on Laos today, have seen this rise in relationships.
Thayer says the U.S.'s increased cooperation with Laos comes after recent initiatives by the U.S. to step up bilateral relations with Cambodia. Laos already has a bilateral trade agreement with the U.S. and with the defense relationship improved with the exchange of diplomatic defense attaches. Vietnam had also played a role in encouraging Laos to boost its relationship with the U.S. after China provided military assistance to Cambodia.
So this made Vietnam nervous, and I say part of what's happening with Laos is both Laos and the U.S. agreeing to take their relationship to the next level. It's not a very high level, and Vietnam actually encouraging that because it can't provide the backing for Laos on its own.
The U.S. has already been assisting Laos to clean up ordnance from the Vietnam War that continues to maim and kill 35 years after hostilities had ended. The U.S. conducted heavy bombing of targets in Laos during the war. Diplomatic ties had been tense at times over the Lao government's treatment of the ethnic Hmong people who fought alongside U.S. forces during the war. Thousands of Hmong were later resettled in the U.S., many from refugee camps inside neighboring Thailand. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.